Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaila Prabhupada
Yam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivajacharya Astotara Sata Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Jayam Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivajacharya Astotara Sata Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrindi Ki Jai Nama Acharya Shilaridas Thakur Ki Jai Shri Rup Shri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jeeva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Sada Goswami Prabhu Kan Ki Jai శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌనితాయ్, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధావల్లభ, శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ్ సుభద్ర మహారాణి కీ జయ్. మెల్బర్న్ మహాప్రభు మందిర్ కీ జయ్. అనితాయ్ గౌర ప్రేమనంది. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్. శ్రీ గురు గౌరంగ శిల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ్. గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జయ్. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సో టుడే మార్నింగ్ వి రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 6 చాప్టర్ 18 entitled Diti vows to kill King Indra. And reading text 38. Nisamya tat vacho vipra. Nisamya tat vacho vipra. Vamana paryatapyata. వామనా పర్యతాప్యత అహో అధర్మాసు మహాన్. అహో అధర్మాసు మహాన్. అద్య మే సముపస్థిత. అద్య మే సముపస్థిత. నిశమ్యా తద్వచో విప్రో విమానా పర్యాతప్యత అహో అధర్మాసు మహాన్. అద్య మే సముపస్థిత. నిశమ్య తద్వచో విప్రో విమానా పర్యతాప్యత అహో అధర్మాసు మహాన్. అద్య మే సముపస్థిత. నిశమ్య తద్వచో విప్రో విమానా పర్యతాప్యత అహో అధర్మాసు మహాన్. అద్య మే సముపస్థిత. నిశమ్య తద్వచో విప్రో విమానా పర్యతాప్యత అహో అధర్మాసు మహాన్. అద్య మే సముపస్థిత. నిశమ్య తద్వచో విప్రో విమానా పర్యతాప్యత అహో అధర్మాసు మహాన్. అద్య మే సముపస్థిత. రిసీవ్ వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్. నిశమ్య హియరింగ్ తద్వచః హర్ వర్డ్స్. విప్రః ద బ్రాహ్మణ. విమనః అగ్రీవ్డ్. పర్యతాప్యత లామెంటెడ్. అహో అలాస్. అధర్మః ఇంపైటీ. సుమహాన్ వెరీ గ్రేట్. ఆద్య టుడే. మే అపాన్ మీ. సముపస్థితః హస్ కమ్. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Upon hearing Diti's requests, Kashyapa Muni was very much aggrieved. Alas, he lamented, now I face the danger of the impious act of killing Indra. Purport. Although Kashyapa Muni was eager to fulfill the desire of his wife Diti, when he heard that she wanted a son to kill Indra, his jubilation was immediately reduced to nothing because he was averse to the idea. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Sakshurun Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Seeking blessing of all assembled Vaishnavas. Discuss Srimad Bhagavatam this morning. We'll read this, we'll discuss this verse a little bit and then we'll continue two more verses. I think we'll see today. So here, Vipro Nisamya Tad Vacho Vipro. Vipra means what? Brahmana. Aho Adharma. So Diti, you know, this chapter, if you see, Diti vows to kill King Indra. Itself is bewildering, you know, name of the title. You know, this is the name of the title of the chapter. Someone is vowed to kill someone. You should be like, you know, getting that itself, you know, that alas, you know, what is this? This is where we are at. The main crux of this whole chapter, the Diti last, the previous verse, she has put her petition. It's interesting actually if you see, Kashyapa Muni, the word Muni means is a very thoughtful person. Muni means, you know, one who is thinking, one who is deeply meditating or churning upon. You know, in Bhagavad Gita also Prabhupada writes, right? A Muni, he means he has a different perspective from another person. That's why the Muni is differentiated. How a Muni is differentiated? Because he has a different view on whole perspective, and every Muni is different from each other. So he is Kashyapa Muni. So he's basically a sage, an ascetic, or, you know, he is a very thoughtful person who have performed a lot of penance and austerity. And then other hand, if you see, Diti could be the cause of whole demon. Whichever demon we know, is like the seed. And that personality, she's carrying that envy in her, right? And then the another character is Indra, who is very much insecure about his position. So all three have some ulterior motive, right? So one person is not able to have control over the senses, even though he is a great sage and a great Muni. And he tells that, we're going to see that in next verse, that he's not able to control his senses. And then one person carrying envious nature in his heart, and then another person who want to secure his sense gratification. Now all three, even though a great demigod, a great sage, you know, a great powerful, everything can be, what they lack is devotion. And all three get purified when they adopt devotion in their heart. So this is a very much a learning we can see, that even though one can be having any background, one, you know, even in Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, demigod, the sage and the demigod cannot understand me. great demigods, demigod cannot understand me, sages cannot understand me, because they lack devotion. But then if you see, demigods are prone very much comfort in the sense gratification. They have everything what they want and, you know, all enjoyment. So much enjoyment that, you know, that can blind one to surrender to Krishna. One may say, then why sage? Sage and demigod is opposite, right? If you see, demigod are very much of opulent lifestyle, but a sage is very much renounced lifestyle. But both cannot understand Krishna, because both are extreme, if you really see. One is fully into sense gratification, one is fully into austerity. Because of the austerity, his heart is hard, cannot develop the emotions or the devotion for Krishna. So both cannot understand Krishna, if you really see, because of lack of devotion. And here, the Diti, having that kind of goal, this is another lesson we can learn from Diti. If you are very much want to achieve the goal, then some or other you will make it through. You should be able to have that goal. She wants to kill Indra. This is her goal. Some or other, she knew she is in a female body. She can't fight. And she cannot go like head on against the demigods. But she has some weapon. Right? She has some undercover mission. And she had planned out how to get that, to achieve that goal. I want to kill Indra. And for that I need a son. And to get the son, I need to please Kashyapa. Right? So a devotee should also be very much keen on his goal. What is my goal? We sing every day morning. Bahu Janma Karyadi Shravana Kirtanam Tabutana Paya Krishna Premadan. Right? Krishna Prem, we shout, right? But then, to achieve, of course, you know, if in Nectar of Devotion, we have the classification of Uttama Bhakti, where they have sadhana, then bhava, then prema. As the stage goes, the goal of the previous stage is to achieve the next stage. The goal of sadhana bhakti is to get bhava bhakti. And in that, there's an interesting statement also is there, that one should not waste his sadhana. One should not do his sadhana as a mechanical thing, or just because it was told or it was asked to do, I will do. No, one should perform the sadhana in the having the goal in mind, or having some kind of achieving. And of course, it's not a material fruitive mentality, but to get that, you know, I want to. How does one develop that spontaneity? It's by gradual longing to do that service, or one develops that kind of greed. Lauliyam eka moolam, it said, that one can achieve it. So we have to understand here, if we can learn from even the demonic mentality, they have some kind of achieve, they want to achieve, yes, I want to. So here Kashyapa, after hearing that, he was in shock actually. He was in complete shock. What did Kashyapa was thinking? So he was thinking, continue the next verse. Aho artendriyaramo yoshin mayaya grihita cheta kripana patishye narake dhruvam. Kashyapa Muni thought, translation, alas, I have now become too attached to material enjoyment. Taking advantage of this, my mind has been attracted by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of a woman, my wife. Therefore, I am surely a wretched person who will glide down toward hell. Now, if you see, Krishna is saying, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja. Aham tavam sarupapyabhyo mokshayishyami ma suchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I will take care from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Here, Kashyapa Muni is saying, my mind has been attracted by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a woman, my wife. Right? Therefore, I am surely a wretched person who will glide down towards hell. Now imagine you going to home, those who are married, and you know, you're telling to your wife, you know, I'm going to hell. You know why? Because I'm attached to you. How would that be? This is like totally unrelatable at this current scenario. We are talking about some like thousands of years back, where the Vedic culture, even to approach someone, you know, of course the Grahastha Ashram, they have a license of regulated sense gratification. Even that, a person approaching a sense object with a bad intention or with a very bad, not for Krishna consciousness, not for spiritual elevation, he's thinking that he will go to hell. Think about current scenario. Think about current scenario that we think, oh, only if a person thinking outside the marriage, oh, only that applies to illicit, or when I have a gross attraction to someone's wife, oh, then he will go to hell. Yeah, I can understand. But wife, it's okay. No, it's not. There is no compromise on the four regulative principles, actually, if you see. Because when the activities is performed under the regulative principle, under the regulative principle of devotional service, under the authority of spiritual master, then that activity becomes spiritual in nature, and that will help in elevating one consciousness above the three modes. It's not just the activity, but then it's about what attitude, what intention, under whose direction you perform, as per the rules and regulation, that what determine whether it's karma, vikarma or akarma. Yeah? So here, Kashyapa Muni is saying, you are my wife, but I'm attracted to you because of I lost my control. I'm attracted to the illusory energy. He's saying, you are my illusory energy. So if we see, you know, one devotee tell, you know, forget about sarva dharman, at least sarva adharma paritajya, just give up all non-religious activity and surrender, you know, to start with. Forget about, you know, those so-called kaitava dharma. At least to start with, you know, we have to follow these four regulative. Why to follow four regulative principle? Why one has to very strictly follow, especially the illicit sex? We take a vow in front of the deities, in front of the spiritual master, in front of the demigods, the Agni, and all assembled Vaishnava. We take this vow. And we take other vows. We don't know intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating. So this should help us not to forget Krishna. We perform sadhana. We tell, okay, I will chant minimum 16 rounds every day of Hare Krishna mantra. That help you to always remember Krishna. But then certain activities we do, there are rules and regulation, you know. That's the goal, that's the aim of sadhana bhakti. The aim of sadhana, or the aim of what we are doing, is to fix our mind in Krishna. To fix our mind, always think about Krishna, never forget Krishna. Now one may say, both these are same instruction. Always think of Krishna, never forget Krishna. Like, these both are, but then there is subtle difference. There are some activity which help you to think about Krishna. There are some activity which will make you forget Krishna. So we have to follow both. Suppose, you know, if I'm chanting, that will help you to remember Krishna. But if I'm watching movie, that will make you forget Krishna. So we should make sure we do some activities which will help us, and we avoid some activities which will protect us, not you know, forgetting Krishna. So similarly here, the mind has to be attached to Krishna. Here, the mind, Kashyapa was saying, I am, because of material enjoyment, taking advantage of mind, has been attracted by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devi eshi gunamai mama maya duratyaya mam evai prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. The divine energy of mind is very difficult to overcome, consisting of three modes of material nature. But one who surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. The mind is material in nature. The mind is always want to attach something and it want to detach. It want to attract it. It is attracted. We get distracted from within and without. We go outside world, we see things, the sense objects, the senses produce, you know, there are knowledge acquiring senses which is always constantly hunting for something and it's sending all this input to our mind. And the mind is also dhyayato visayan pumsa. From within, it is contemplating on the previous. It is churning, it's chewing on things which we have done. What did Krishna say? Is that raso pi raso varjam? What is that verse? We have to develop parandrishtra nivartate. That if you are externally renouncing from sense object, but internally in the mind meditating on the sense objects, that is wrong. That is that we have to avoid that. Sittadhir Muni. Even that section is talking about Sittadhir, a sage of steady mind. So first year Kashyapa Muni is condemning about himself. He is okay, there is a problem. It's like, you know, when you clap, then you have to involve two hands. Then the sound produces. So here there is a problem. And he is condemning himself first. Sometimes we think we are innocent. Actually, I didn't meant to get this. And we try to justify. We become a lawyer in justifying our action. But one should understand, whatever we are going through, it is just we are reaping our karmic reaction. Of course, for devotees, we are just getting the token of it. Imagine if we are not, then we will got the full dose of it. Because the first characteristics of bhakti, the moment one starts devotional service, all the reactions are destroyed. Klesha Agni, all the destroyed. From the seed to the reaction to manifest, unmanifest, and the proclivity, everything stage by stage, at every stage is destroyed. That is a potency of bhakti actually. Here we can see classic example from Kashyapa Muni or the previous, we see many personalities who are performing all other, one may read, become a great scholar. One may do all these karmakanda activities. One is expert in jnana, scholar and sastric study. One is doing all the asanas and the yogic posture. But that cannot remove the seed, or that cannot the root cause of suffering. The root cause of suffering is avidya or the ignorance. That one think that I am this body. The ignorance is they're thinking I am this body. So when they think that I am this body, then they develop the seed to enjoy the senses and the mind. And this seed, when they perform, they're thinking about it, they're thinking, they're feeling, they're willing, that I want to do this, I want to act. And then what happens? They perform the activity. So once they perform the activity, then they are prone to the reaction. But by performing this karma, jnana, yoga, all these things, all this process, all this different yoga process, all this methodology, all this other realization, one can say, cannot remove the seed, cannot remove the root. They can have a symptomatic patchwork. They can do a patchwork. Ajamil, take the story of Ajamil. He was a Brahmana by birth. He had all the situation, circumstances perfect. His father was a great Brahmana. He went to the forest to collect the wood for the sacrifice. And what happened? He got attracted. He was just saw the vision of a person who in passionate activity, and then he got bewildered. We have Saubhara Muni or Vishwamitra Muni. They are great sages, but they couldn't able to control the senses. We see time and again, the other process are not able to give the solution, the root cause, the remove the root cause or the seed. But the bhakti can remove not only that, but give you subhada, will give you auspiciousness. So here Kashyapa Muni is saying, my mind is attracted to this illusory energy. And I'm surely a wretched person who will glide down towards hell. Krishna consciousness is not aversion to sex life, one should understand. It has to be, Krishna says, I am that sex life when it is performed according to dharma. According to rules and regulation of the scriptures, if one performs, that is a purifying activity because you are inviting a soul to take birth and to give Krishna consciousness. It's a science actually. So we'll continue the next verse and then we'll discuss further. Text number 40. Kotrika kramo nuvartantyataha svabhavam iha yoshitaha dine mam bata budam swarte yad aham tva ajitendriyaha. Translation. This woman, my wife, has adopted a means that follows her nature and therefore she is not to be blamed. But I am a man, therefore all condemnation upon me. I am not at all conversant with what is good for me, since I could not control my senses. So here, Kashyapa Muni, first is blaming on him. What is his problem? How did he signed up or got into this impiety? That because he is also involved. Suppose, you know, Diti is planning to kill Indra, so he is also part of it because he has to give the son. So he is feeling, how did I, you know, come up with this impiety sign? You know, okay, I'll also be part of it. He didn't know that. So he is saying, from Bhagavad Gita we can see, everyone is doing activity as per their nature. We cannot, in 3.5, you know, one cannot remain idle even for a second. Everyone has to act. And how these activities are determined? These activities are determined according to one's nature, the three modes of material nature. So we can see the result of action, the type of action, the performer of the action, determination in doing, understanding in action, everything in three modes. What he is doing, how is he doing, what he will get, what result, intermediate result, what is the conditioning. We can see clearly how the modes are actually acting. Prakriti kriyamanani gunakarmani sarvasaha ahankara vimudatma kartagam iti manyate. The spirit soul bewildered by the false ego thinks he is a doer, but actually carried out by three modes of material nature. The three modes are action, acting it. But of course, under the sanction of the Supreme Lord, there are five factors which determine the action. From 18th chapter Bhagavad Gita, we can see that the performer, the field of activity, the body, the senses, the endeavor, and the super soul. The super soul is the ultimate deciding factor. Even though other factors are there, the super soul has to sanction. The super soul has to say, okay, give the facility, material nature, give the facility, give the body. And the super soul has to facilitate, okay, the desires, okay, you are desiring, okay, I'll give you sanction. I'll bring things together. He is blaming. Oh, how do I, this person is acting as per his nature. That is not his fault. Because later he will explain what kind of nature a woman carries. What kind of nature a man, what kind of nature a woman does. So therefore she is not to be blamed. But I am a man. All condemnation upon me. Because, see, the Vedic system is, a man has to be control his senses. Of course, by training, control his senses and fixed in Krishna consciousness. And a woman who is in married wife, follow the vows of the husband and chastely serving the husband, and she also get the benefit. This is how the system works. So now, because the leader should deliver the dependent, the leader should be strong. So here Kashyapa Muni is thinking, how did I give in to this? I know this is the nature of her, that she wants to, a son. But how did I not able to control my senses? This is because of my problem. Huh? Because sometimes, we focus on one part of the problem and blame the better half. But to expect better off to be, chaste and honest and faithfully serving. We can see from the previous verse, how did Diti served Kashyapa? She did the service with humility, with faithfulness, with honesty, and full control of her senses. Service, inquiry, and submission. These are three things, right? In order to please a person. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena seveya. Right? So we have to be submissively approach the spiritual master and serve them and then inquire. So this is a methodology given, how to please. So she followed that. She served very peacefully with a pleasing, smiling face. With calm, composed. And he was, he was so happy. He said, okay, ask a benediction. He didn't know about it. Then he said, how did I get in? Because my control, I could not control my senses. Purport. The natural instinct of a woman is to enjoy the material world. She induces her husband to enjoy this world by satisfying his tongue, belly and genitals, which are called Jiva, Udara and Upastha. Where is this coming from? Nectar of instruction. What is the verse? Vacho Vegam. Thank you. One who control the urge to speak, the mind's demand, anger, the urges of the belly, tongue and genitals, he can make disciple all over the world. Now if you see, Jiva Udara Upastha, according to Anuvritti commentary of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he divide into three, the urges of the speech, the urges of the mind and the urges of the body. The urges of the body is divided into three, that is tongue, belly and genitals. And it is situated physically in the same line. So one is not able to control the tongue, then he cannot control the belly, and then he cannot control the genitals. So the tongue wants to taste variety things. The tongue wants to taste new things. Want to taste that. Six tastes are there. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this. Different kinds of taste. They want to taste that one, different type of taste. And the stomach wants to fill the hunger more. Suppose you have a tasty item, all you can eat. That's a deadly combination. Because you are tasting, the tongue is want to eat tasty thing, and the stomach wants to eat more and more. This is the urge of the belly. So urges of the tongue is to taste And the urges of the belly is to feed more, have more. So then, here is saying, to enjoy this world by satisfying his tongue, belly and genital. Jiva udara upastha. A woman in expert cooking palatable dishes so that she can easily satisfy her husband in eating. When one eats nicely, his belly is satisfied, and as soon as the belly is satisfied, the genital becomes strong. Especially when a man is accustomed to eating meat and drinking wine and similar passionate things, he certainly becomes sexually inclined. So this is nothing to do with devotees, because the solution to control the urge to tongue and the belly is prasadam. Simple as that. When one have prasadam, we sing every day, right? Sarira avidya jal, jiva file vishe sagare. The jiva, the tongue, is actually the cause of network of illusion. It will make you entangled into this illusory energy. Sarira, this body is full of ignorance. But this tongue is the source. It will make you entangled. A person who is running here and there to satisfy the tongue cannot attain Krishna. Who said this? A person is running here and there to satisfy the tongue and going to different places, inviting by the rich mercantile to eat, cannot attain Krishna. This is told by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Madhya Lila. He gives the instruction. One should not dress opulently, one should not taste opulently. And then one should not run here and there to satisfy the tongue. Then one cannot get Krishna. This is an instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami he gives. But then in the verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotation is given, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the tongue is the source, is going to be the network of illusion, it's going to entangle you. And what is the solution? I have Krishna Prasadam. Some more other Krishna, Dayamo, Koribare Jiva Jai. Some more other Krishna, you have mercifully given this. You have honored, you have tasted this prasadam, you have given this prasad. This is going to help. This is the mercy. Prasad means mercy. Some or other, this mercy of prasad is available. I'm going to have this, and this is going to purify me. It's going to purify the whole existence. By having prasadam, what happened? The finer brain tissues get purified. Memory is purified. Then one can be able to think about Krishna. This is all scientific. By just having Krishna prasad, One body is purified, one cells are purified, one brain tissues are purified, one memory is conducive to think about Krishna. Here what happened? The jiva udara upastha. So everything can be, the tongue can be used in Krishna service, belly, when I have Krishna prasad, one is satisfied, and then one only propagate Krishna conscious children, only for the purpose of producing Krishna conscious children, one can use his genitals. Especially when a man, he becomes sexually inclined. It should be understood that sexual inclination are meant not for spiritual progress, but for gliding down to hell. So in the previous we see, in order to get attachment, in order to develop that kind of progeny, Brahma actually created the different form. But then, sense gratification and Krishna consciousness go ill together. By performing sexual, there are different stages. I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one is thinking about, or one is meditating, or actually performing, or planning. There are six stages are there. So what happened is probably which actually brings down to bodily consciousness. So we are trying to remove that ignorance of I am this body, and we are elevating our consciousness, because the false ego is so strong. The false ego is a junction, you know, it will make you think, I am this man. One may say, I am attracted to certain form. And if you ask why, the answer mostly we say, oh, the form is beautiful. No, actually not. If you see the other side of the coin is, you think you are the other form. If you think I am the man, then you are attracted to woman. But actually that foundation itself wrong, that I am not this man, I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. So when we are trying to elevate from the bodily consciousness to spiritual consciousness by developing Krishna consciousness, at the same time, then we are indulging in sensual gratitude, like sexual activity, it will bring down to bodily platform. So it should be understood, are meant not for sexual inclination, are meant not for spiritual progress, but for gliding down to hell. Thus Kashyapa Muni considered his situation and lamented. In other words, to be a householder is very risky unless one is trained and the wife is a follower of her husband. Husband should be trained at the very beginning of his life. Kaumara Acharyat Pragna Dharman Bhagavatan Hya. This is Prahlad Maharaj. During the time of Brahmacharya, student life, a Brahmachari should be taught to be expert in Bhagavad Dharma devotional service. One may say, yes, one has to get trained, but now mostly or all, by the time they come to Krishna consciousness, they are already married, or they are already in the process of, you know, getting married. They are not aware, or they get married, they have kids. And then we hear, we should have trained, we should have been able to got it at the age of 5. But interesting, there is no latecomer in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, such an inspiring, he says this bhakti yoga is so powerful, it doesn't require that you need to be a celibate monk or a brahmachari. Because if you take about Ashtanga, if you take about other path, the first thing they say is give up everything and become a celibate monk and come to the forest. No attachment to things. But Prabhupada says, householder who is engaging in devotional service, using everything in the service of Krishna, is better than a sannyasi. You know, how good is that? He says, one need not to take sannyas. If he is performing devotional service and engaging all his endeavor, money, energy, time, everything in Krishna service, then he is a householder brahmachari. This is something like a paradox. Householder brahmachari. Either you are brahmachari or you get married. What is householder brahmachari? So these are all, you know, this is acharya, you know, according to the time, place, circumstances. Even Prabhupada was so proud when he sent his householder to London. He was so happy. He said, what? Because his Guru Maharaj, you know, they tried, the sannyasis went, they couldn't able to convert, they couldn't able to establish Krishna consciousness in London. But then when the householders went, there's all three couples, they all went, they had nothing to do, they don't know anyone. But then they could able to establish Krishna consciousness within a year, and they could able to send the message to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was so happy. He said, what a sannyasi cannot achieve, a householder can achieve. And he was so proud of his disciples actually. So we could see, irrespective of one varna and ashram, if he is able to perform Krishna consciousness, then he doesn't have to change his varna to adapt. Because Krishna also says that one who is performing someone else's varna perfectly is actually a problem. Rather, one should perform activity according to his varna imperfectly is better than one actually performing someone's varna. So Arjuna was in that mentality. Arjuna wanted to renounce Kshatriya spirit and he wanted to go to forest, which is a Brahmana mentality. But Krishna says that doesn't work actually. You may seem like, you know, I can be perfectly perform this varna, but Krishna says this is not going to be last longing. What you are, purify yourself and raise above this mentality and purify. That's main thing is to purify. You may be successful, but following you, many people will give up their varna artificially, without purification. So Prabhupada said, in the purport, in one sentence there, renunciation without purification of heart is a disturbance in the society. One has to go through that purification, gradually one has to purify. Because the jnana and other, they always focus on renouncing the activity, abruptly, impromptly, without qualification. So here, householder brahmachari. So one may think, I've come to Krishna conscious late. No, don't, because there is no problem. Any late comers, even people who are come in the age of 50, 60, 70, they take up Krishna consciousness, they get initiated, they perfect their life, and they become so serious in a matter of time, you know. So it's an eternal process. Sanatan Dharma, Sanatan Dham, Sanatan, you know, the living entity and the Lord, all are eternal. The connection, everything is eternal, and it's been continuing. During the time of Brahmacharya or student life, a Brahmachari should be taught to be expert in Bhagavad Dharma, Swadhyaya. The duty of a Brahmachari is to study, isn't it? We have the different duty. The Brahmachari is to study. The Grahastha, we see they have to do self-control, charity, and sacrifice. These are the activities the Grahastha has to perform. We see from the this is the 18th chapter, where the sannyasi has to be fearlessness, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, self-realization. So here the brahmacharya is swadhyaya. Then when he marries, if his wife is faithful to her husband, follow him in such a life, the relationship between husband and wife is very desirable. However, relationship between husband and wife without spiritual consciousness, but strictly for sense gratification, is not at all good. So in simple term, grahastha ashram. When you use ashram, that means Krishna is there. Where Krishna is worshipped, Krishna is in the center, Krishna is the focus and priority. If it's Krishna is not there, then it becomes grahamethi. So it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.2.3, that's especially in this age, Kali Yuga, Dampatye Biruchir Hetu, the relationship between husband and wife will be based on sexual power. It is a very pathetic condition, the civilization, what kind of civilization we have. Beauty is considered if he has a good hair. Relationship is good if they can able to maintain their sexual appetite up to date. This is Kali Yuga. Everything topsy-turvy. And promotion of cow killing. Cow and bull, where mother and father is abused in one sense. The cow gives milk. And the promotion is that they kill the slaughterhouses. The father, who is the representative of Dharma, has been sent to slaughterhouses. What kind of civilization we are, where the civilization is not at all Aryan. One who does not the purpose of life. They are not focused on spirituality. Animalistic civilization, all close to, we are heading towards animalistic civilization. So here we can see Kali Yuga, the relationship is based not on, you know, how one can enhance each other's spiritual life. Family life means it's not a license for sense gratification. Of course, we are here, we are so that Krishna conscious children are produced. But the main focus of getting into family life is that one help each other in his Krishna consciousness. Yeah, because how can I support the other person in her or his Krishna consciousness? This should be the mood, actually. This should be the mood inculcated in the family. Not that I could able to satisfy my desire with the help of other person. Because the more one gets the mood that I want to serve this person and the other person want to serve, there is a loving reciprocation. Dadati pratigranati guyam akhyati prachati. Right? We have to reveal our mind in confidence and inquire submissively about the progress of Krishna consciousness. If that happens in the family, then that is the best, you know, it's like the best association you have. Because you work on the common problem that we have to raise in Krishna consciousness. Not that I will, you know, become Krishna consciousness on the expense of other person. That should not be the mood. And it is a great opportunity to practice menial service in Grihastha Ashram, if you really see. It's a great blessing. One can practice tolerant, one can practice menial, humble, even if you don't want, you are forced to do, actually. You should be, you know, tolerant. So here, in Kali Yuga, it's extremely dangerous unless both the wife and husband take to Krishna consciousness. So this is the point we are discussing. That unless Krishna consciousness, we can see in Kali Yuga how the family are falling apart. Well, the family is falling apart because they couldn't able to understand the purpose of life as individually and collectively. What is good for me, what is good for the family, and what good for the society and community. Because they have no knowledge, absolutely no knowledge. And they have no idea why one is getting into marriage. Absolutely no idea. They think, okay, this is the time has come. I've done this. It's like a system of tick box that I've did my school, I've did my college, I've did my this, I've got a job, next what? Marriage. And then when they get into the marriage, they don't know what they're, and then the fight happens. Because everyone wants to do their own way. Because there is no center, there is no, like, you know, there is no common purpose. Why I am coming together, why we are in a family, what is the purpose of a family, what I am going to do with my kids, how the kids has to be raised, how the kids has to be formed, actually, conserved. The conception is not there. So there's so many, just because mechanically, superficially, one reached a certain age, because they don't have any training in when they are growing, they don't have any training whatsoever, and the senses are absolutely here and there. There is no form of control. And the expectation is that, this I've seen actually, that a person already the basic qualities of lording over nature is there, right? And the person, when he get married, he feel or he think that this person has to compulsory serve me. Because I want it. The male ego is so strong. They think that, oh, this person is coming to my life to serve me. And this is a contract which is called marriage. But it is not like that. If you really see, when we are in Krishna consciousness, actually the byproduct of Krishna consciousness is that you develop the good quality. Even if you are not able to treat a person in the platform of a soul, at least we should treat them in a basic common sense manner. A gentleman, how Prabhupada says, you know my disciples, how do you know? Because they will be a perfect gentleman and perfect gentlewoman. So these things are lacking. So when these are lacking, then there will be chaos. That's the work of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means things will not go in a good manner, either relationship or anything. And it's a struggle. So when one is endeavoring for Krishna consciousness, then he makes sure that his devotion, he is focusing on his devotion. And the same, that person who is a leader of the family, head of the family, his concern is, how can I give devotion to my dependents? How can I make them into a great, or a good devotee? Forget about great, a good devotee. So that selflessness in terms of giving Krishna consciousness to the family, that makes him a great person actually. And then everyone is able to follow him. So, yeah. So I'll just stop here and see if anyone has any comments, correction, or any question of what we discussed. And today's verse, we discussed three verses actually. Okay, yes. So the first step, the first is, there are 64 items in sadhana bhakti. So in sadhana bhakti, there is vaidhi and raganuga. That is like you follow the rules and regulation and spontaneous. From both, you can go to bhava bhakti. That is not a problem. But the first step is, one has to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. This is the most essential, crucial and important. Out of that 64, first 5 is with spiritual master. One has to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. One has to get initiated from a spiritual master. One has to serve submissively, hear from spiritual master. Then another 2 also spiritual master. It's very important because one has to, the spiritual master instruction will help us to fix the mind on Krishna. First of all, we have to fix our mind on Krishna. This is the essence of sadhana bhakti. Then, when you are fixed on mind on Krishna, then you can gradually develop that longing. Then you move to raganuga. Then from there, you know, we have to follow the footstep of devotees who are performing that kind of bhakti in the dham. Then we do that. So that's the gradual. So by the time when you are taking shelter and taking initiation means we are bhajana kriya, that is shraddha, you know, sadhu sangha, that is sangha with the association of spiritual master, bhajana kriya. Then we have to work on our anartha, then comes nishta. So this is a process actually, because unless until one is coming to nishta, forget about fixing our mind completely on Krishna, which is asakti, ruchi, bhava, prema. So that from Shraddha to Ruchi is included in this. Because Bhava is like something, Bhava is considered the ray of Prema of Krishna. You know, it's a elevated platform, but then there is a lot of stages involved there. So we have to see how we are progressing. So we are right now, okay, one who get initiated means at least he is in the stage of Bhajana Kriya. Then we have to work on the Anartha Nivritti. So much Anarthas are there. Then come Nishta. So... No. Yeah.
You say that soul is always active.
Yeah.
You want to act, but some people, they are lazy. They don't really want to do anything.
Yeah.
So how do we reconcile that?
Yeah, because what...
To act.
Yeah. The soul, like for example, light is there, right? Then you put a paper. Some light will be there. You put another paper. Then eventually you will not see the light. But light is on. What is the problem? Paper. So body. Because soul is active, material nature is also active. Material nature is acting on the body. So it's 3, which is goodness, passion and ignorance. Those who are in the ignorance, what? Lethargy, inertia, indolence, sleep and laziness. This is the characteristics. So even though the soul is so active, but it's covered up with this thick layer of body, which is deriving the quality of association from ignorance. So one has to remove that. So that's the problem. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
help our family members in growing in spiritual progress. But then sometimes I see, like, I want to teach Gokul and Surabhi Shrimad Bhagavatam to make them study and read Shrimad Bhagavatam, but then sometimes they don't show any interest. So what can we do in that case?
Then you can read Krishna book, which is Shrimad Bhagavatam, summary study of 10th canto, and you can tell the story to them in an interesting way. You like stories, Surabhi? Bedtime stories, yeah. Gokul, you like stories? Krishna goes picnic every day. He goes to the well and then he makes sound. Can he make peacock sound? Buzz, bees sound? Zzzz, like that. And then he makes like a crows, like, caw, caw. Then monkeys will be there, hoo, 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 hoo. Like then monkey will be there, and then Krishna get have laddu. Then guess what? Madhu Mangal takes that laddu. Then he eats, they both are like that, suddenly demon come. And then what Krishna does? Like that. And then he kills the demon and then everyone is clapping. Well done Krishna, well done Balram, well done, very good. Then they come back home. That's it. So you can tell like this story. So you read the story and you tell them how Krishna killed Putana, how Krishna killed Bakasur, how Krishna killed Sakadasur, how Krishna killed this, how Krishna killed that. So many demons are there. And then Krishna also steals butter. Krishna steals so many things, Govardhan pastimes there. So many are there, na? So you just read and you tell them in your own words. And they make them interest. Is that right? You like Surabhi? Huh? No? Which is your favorite pastime? Govardhan Lila, see? Govardhan Lila. Good. Yes, bro. Yeah.
You mentioned also, and this was mentioned in the purport, that it starts from enjoying the tongue and all the problems goes. So what happens when we take prasadam in the such mood of enjoying the tongue? Is it dangerous? Maybe you can share more on this.
Yeah, I mean, say we see that Baba said, like, first 6 months you have to eat like and walk like a duck. Prasadam is actually mercy when we take, okay, fine. But then when we start to have this, like everything is prasadam, but then when you are particularly interested on some particular item, like for example, karela sabji is there, sweet rice there. Then if you think, I only want sweet rice, I don't want karela sabji. Then we are entering into a danger zone actually. Because everything is mercy of the Lord. Of course, you know, one have to see his body and age and everything. So we have to take accordingly because one has to perform service as well. So prasadam to honor. So mahaprasadam one has to honor irrespective of time, place and circumstances, right? And then we have, the idea behind this is one has to eat only prasadam. First come to that stage. That is the idea. Because to control the tongue, okay, that's a later part, you know, whether to eat, you know, which one among the prasadam. That is, you know, that is a little bit advanced stage, actually, because you are always surrounded by prasadam. Then, first of all, we have to see, okay, first I'm eating only prasadam or not. So, this is the first stage, actually. First we come to that. So, then, you know, you can discriminate on basis of one's health and what service and everything, yeah. And of course, you know, basically, when we have this mentality of enjoying, obviously that's a wrong attitude, because when the attitude is the actual advancement, determines advancement of a devotee. That is a preface of Nectar of Instruction, and even devotion, Nectar of Devotion also. And they talk about this, utsaha, nishya, dairya, these are all attitude. And then even in the first one is, to control the senses and mind. This is contradiction to the material atmosphere, because material atmosphere, we want to enjoy the sense and mind. So one has to become a servant. So this is opposite. When you control the sense and mind, for what? Because controlling sense and mind is goodness. Yeah. First verse is about Goswami. Okay, fine, I don't eat. Because so many people, if you see, if you go to the forest, they eat only roots and herbs. Right? They hardly eat anything, they have something. Are they devotee? No. Coming to goodness is not the goal. Coming to goodness is not the goal. After controlling mind and senses, one have to engage in the service. That is the goal. It becomes easy. So if you can able to have prasadam peacefully and able to engage in the service, that is perfect. So that is the idea. But we have to see, if I am having prasadam and I am still attached or agitated with something, then we have to work on that. So we have to gradually develop that attitude of controlling the senses by the methodology which is given. First of all, come to a prasadam. Then you see, if the prasadam, you have to discriminate according to your health and able to do your service properly. Say, suppose, you know, if you have morning service, 3:30, right? And if you are hungry, you can't have opulent puri sabji, paneer sabji at night 10 o'clock. Problem is, because then you may say, this is prasadam. Yes, this is prasadam, but then that will affect your service in the morning 3:30. So that is, you have to see, you know, subjectively how we can able to have. So honor some, you know, some milk will be there, Mahaprasad. Have a glass of milk and go to sleep. Or have one puri or something like that. Not that you're indulging completely on the, you know, full plate. So you have to see, you know, how you can able to manage. That's why these are all taken under the guidance. You can ask if you have some doubt. Our process is very easy. Just ask the parampara. They will tell you. Just do it. That's it. Thank you, Prabhu. Yeah, Krishna, you have a question? No? Okay. So good. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.